Welcome to the Sub Pop Cult Podcast. I'm your host, Michael McGruther. What an incredible 1.5 years it's been. We've come a long way in understanding the realities of our political time. And those realities, as we now know, are all story-driven, and they all come from narrative that is crafted by professionals and amateurs alike. The professionals have one job. That's to get you to reiterate the useless things. And the amateurs do their job, which is follow the professionals into the gulag, where no power can be found and no wins can be had. Now, if you're one of the professionals, you like it this way, because the win for you is the cheap, easy way you found to create a career in show business, because let's face it, all politics really is show business for ugly people. That's the truth. Now, this convergence of Hollywood and Washington, D.C., and plastic surgery and Botox has kind of made everyone equally ugly and beautiful all at the same time. They look ugly because we can see who they really are. They look beautiful because they're desperately trying to hide it under spa treatments, creature comforts, strange workouts, mysterious diets, anything to extend the life, the young life, the pleasure-seeking life of those who have power. That's what happens. These people are infantilizing the public, but it's only so they can behave that way and get away with it. What we have to do is demand that adults get back into the conversation. Now, when kids have closed the door and locked themselves in, and they don't want to hear it, and they don't want to be told it's time to grow up, and this chapter of your life is over, and they're resisting what we the people truly want, which is some reasonable conversation about the direction of our nation. The way to do that is to treat them like the children that they are. And since they're seeking attention, just like a small child, for the sake of attention, because they've monetized it, because it's their source of power, we have to remove our attention and let them cry it out alone. Let the politicians and the pundits all sit by themselves and stew, wondering where the audience went. We've had enough of this show. It's a bullshit show of division and disunity, and it doesn't do anything for the American people. It only does something for a select group of American people. And the key word there is select, because you are selected before you are allowed to participate in this game. But the game is ours. It's not their game to control, and it's not their game to run. People who have consolidated power in this country are the bullies that must be confronted. Now, the punditry way to make you confront those bullies always backfires. They're looking for a fight because a fight is dramatic, and drama is what they know how to participate in and distribute and monopolize and take advantage of to always further their agenda. But our agenda is not the same as theirs, and we simply need to dig in and embrace the reality of where we are in the story. We're at the beginning of a new symphonic reiteration. A new reiteration is the repeating and the broadcasting of a better story of who we are. If you want to boil down the battle between the state and the people, it comes down to who is the author of the story, because the story tells who we are. The story tells the world who we are. The story tells people who we are. The story tells the individual who doesn't know themselves yet who they ought to be. It is our job to take this revolution seriously, because you cannot put the toothpaste back into the tube, and you cannot put the left's cultural wins back on the shelf. not immediately. What you can do is temper yourself from reacting, and temper yourself from overindulging in political theater, and direct all of your attention to the local culture right outside your door, right outside your workplace, with the people you see every day. That's the localism that defeats the they-them unifying power of the government and Hollywood together. They create stories about us that are fake. Then they use those stories about us that are fake to tell their constituents in the cities far from the country how crazy and lowbrow and ridiculous we are, where we're treated to the same version of a disingenuous picture of the city dweller. We get all of their crime compartmentalized into an all-day blast of people beating the shit out of each other online for no apparent reason. People going off with hatchets in McDonald's. Death stats, shooting stats, it's all nonsense. But if you really look at it, because these things really happen, but that's what I'm talking about, the nonsense, is that the city's dramas are imposed upon country people to give us a false perception of our fellow citizens. And city dwellers are given a totally fake story about who country folks are so that they have a false impression of who we are. Well, I've got news for the people in the ivory towers that create the news and create the show business and create the storylines that are not real. Our streets are not your streets. We know who paved our streets. We know who sweeps our streets. And we keep them in a certain condition because we have a common understanding that we share this land together. But your streets are a mess because it enables you to point to the mess and tell us it's our fault. You don't even know who brought you a coffee today. But we the people know each other. And we know you're not one of us anymore.
Today the subject is limited war. Got to stop war, not limited.
That is not up to us, General Black.
We're the ones who know most about it.
You're a soldier, Blackie. You carry out parts. You won't make it.
Something blew in the fault indicator, sir. We're replacing the whole unit.
That blip up there at 10 o'clock.
It's out of fail-safe box.
It's headed into Russia.
As those bombs start to drop, we won't be able to limit it down. Going too fast.
There must be some mistake.
Things are getting out of hand. We're all trying to make war more efficient.
That's our job.
And we're succeeding. We now have the capacity to blow up the whole world several times over.
Give me the president.
It's possible the fail-safe mechanism might be giving them a go signal at the same time they can't reach you for positive confirmation.
They've crossed the border.
Is it possible? Could it have happened? It's not an attempt to provoke war. It's not part of a general attack. The Soviet premier has behaved as I believe I would under similar conditions. I think he believes this is an accident. We must convince him and his chief advisors that it is. I therefore order every American to cooperate fully with Soviet officers in shooting down our invading plane.
Do we learn from it or do we go on the way we have?
I told you!
What do we do, Mr.
Mr. Chairman.
There's no war.
What do we say to the dead?
You must turn back.
Sir, we gotta get out of here.
Every minute we wait works against us. Now is when we must send in first light. And the Lord said, gentlemen, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
I think it's obvious to everyone now, the world is in a state of war, and it's getting darker and darker by the day. Nations have decided now is the time to decide who is going to be king of the mountain. Which system is going to prevail? Which culture will dominate? I'm here to tell you that in the backdrop of war, in a time of destruction, in a time of sadness, that the audience now seeks the one thing it has not been given in a long time. Hope. Stories about hope. Stories about connecting to the true things in life. Stories about the American people as they truly are. Many things will be asked of this generation and the young generation that follows. But heroes will be born because sacrifices will have to be made. Our American culture is our strength, but we can only flex it when we're united. And now the world needs us to be. We must lead by example once again and show the world that no amount of storytelling and lies about the American people can divide us away from our purpose, which is to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and in doing so, preserve liberty in the free land of the United States of America. Enemies who dare to threaten our unity will quickly find out it was a gamble they should have never taken. And their defeat at the hands of independent American storytelling will bring down entire nations, but also some of the people in power positions in our own nation, because they've abused that position and they've commingled their interests with foreign nations. The American story is ours. We are its authors forever and always in our daily actions that we take in public. You are living the truth. Now, the system has been clever, and it's divided people against one another. But start to accept that the craziest, weirdest Americans you run into are just living their truth, and they're free to do that. But never forget, so are you. Now, your truth is like water. It erodes all the bad things, slowly. Where some of the truths put upon people, spread through the culture, are gaslighting, and always getting more fuel by the media and the professionals. Be the water. I know there's a clip of Bruce Lee saying this, but you know something? He's right.
We sang it late, sang it long. Lit our flames, they were strong. It took so long, but we fought on and on. One more fighting song, one more man. different colors, one race. You could see the gaze, the face of hope beyond. One more fighting song. Sang it late, sang it long. Battered and beaten, we fought on. It took so long, but our hearts beat as one. Just one beat.